If you cannot laugh at somebody else, you just laugh at yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Open up your Bible. You already had it to the book of Matthew. Amen. Flip it a few more verses. Amen. We're going to start in verse 19. 6. Glory to God. Matthew 6, verse 19. You know, my mind, my head is about that big. But my mind is single-minded. You know, I don't have a lot of options. I only have one option, and that is Christ. I don't choose to say if this doesn't work, I have this because my life is already in it to win it. Amen. My life is not in it to try it and then go somewhere else. My life is in it to win it. My life, amen, and my mind is about that thick. How was yours tonight? See here, amen, in our text, I don't have a lot of options. I only have one option, folks. And that option is on October the 20th, amen, of this month, I surrendered my life to Jesus. And from the time I surrendered my life to Christ, amen, I've only had one, amen, narrow road. That's why when people come in and say, what about this? That's not me. What about that? Can't we coexist? No. We live together now. But beloved, one day I'm going to live in the glory of Jesus Christ. We can coexist while we are here, amen, in a sort of way that we are here together. But listen, my beliefs are not the same as yours. And you're not going to convince me, amen, to follow your God, to follow your ways, to seek your things, amen, because Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life. And because Jesus said that, beloved, amen, as a Christian, I am to be Christ-like, so I'm going to follow the Lord all the way to the very end of my life. That's why I'm single-minded. You know, we do a thing that my brother and I, and sometimes my wife, we do a thing, a word game called Wordle. Has anybody ever done it? I was stuck the other day, and my brother, he got it in, I believe it was 4 chances. They give you 6 chances. He got it in 4, amen. I didn't even get it, amen. I didn't even get the word, and I sent him a thing, and I said, bro, I didn't get it. He said, there's next time. He said, there's the next time. I said, I'm not as smart as you. I'm single-minded, folks. Listen, I might not be the smartest, they're a nut in the box, amen, but at least I'm in the box, amen. Listen, I might not be the biggest and greatest, but I'm in it. And can I tell you, as long as I'm in it, I'm staying in it. Let's begin. Matthew 6, verse 19. It says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. A sermon entitled Single-Minded. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We ask you, Father, that you would reveal to us. Help us in all things. Be with us, God, in all ways. Lead us, God. God, not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from all things. Help us to live for you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, life, beloved, is never stopping. How many know that? You know, I can remember, I don't remember all the way to when I was two or three, but I remember around four or five. And can I tell you, amen, it might seem like in the days of Moses to some people, glory to God, amen, but I remember, amen, things of my past, and can I tell you, life does not stop. It does not stop, no matter how much you and I, amen, think that we can roll back the time, it doesn't. It does not stop. It just rolls forward. Rolls forward. See, life is too busy. We have so many things that are going on in our lives that we cannot concentrate on one thing because the next thing is right around the corner and we're in it. So many things are captivating our attention that our lives are almost split between, amen, two, three, four, five, six things. Our focus here in our text is to focus our attention on one thing. How many know that that's a hard thing to do right now? If almost it's hard, if not impossible, because our age is moving so quickly that if you concentrate on one thing, amen, listen, I tell many people, I'm not a techie. John, have I told you that? I am tech. I'm not even literate. I'm illiterate. But I understand that. I come in and tell John, John, you got to help me out. What does this mean? I cannot. It's like all these things happen. My kids say, Dad, why don't you let us help you? We know those things. I can't even. I don't even know what you need to help me in. Let alone, amen. Have you helped me in what you think you can help me? Because I don't know what I need your help in. Try to figure that one out. See, here in our text, amen, we are to focus on one thing. Jesus wants our lives. He wants our attention. He wants our focus, amen, to be not on many things, but on the kingdom of God, folks. Verses 19 through 21, Jesus talks about, amen, one treasure. What are the treasures here of the earth? The treasures of the earth are those things that we collect from the world. They are things that you and I begin to accumulate for ourselves. They are the toys. They are, amen, the iPhone 17. That then, in different colors, They are the AirPods 4 or 5, whatever they are, beloved. The iWatch, amen, 11, 15, 20, whatever number they are. When it comes out, you're there. I got to have it. When it comes out, you are, amen, you've already placed your name on the waiting list. I got to get it. These things that we work our whole life for, to try and find more. Listen, can I tell you? Many think if I have that, if I have those, if I get that, if I get those, that's what's going to give me a greater satisfaction. Without these things, in one way or another, if we don't have it, we begin to feel incomplete. They are the status quo. They are the medals of wealth. They are proving, amen, that you and I are trying to keep up with the Joneses. They got it. Where'd you get that at? Where can I get it at? I got to get it. I got to have it. We're always trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're proving that we can have things that nobody else has. What is that? That's the newest and greatest. You know, I was in, I think we had an iPhone 6, and they were like an 11 or 12, and I was satisfied with what I had. You know, the other day I saw a gentleman. I was on the plane. And I hadn't seen the one that goes like that in a long time, the old flip phone. I said, "What? I had to do a double check. Is that what I think I saw?" See, the guy went. It had nothing, but you were able to make a phone call. And this guy was enjoying it. See. Those treasures of the earth, amen, only bring us temporal satisfaction. They do not bring a complete satisfaction, because right now the iPhone 17, guess what? In a few more months, amen, or even before that one came out, the 18 is already, amen, in production. I know a guy that he works for, amen, one of the companies, and they're always trying to, he works for Samsung, and they're always coming up. He said, when these things come out, we are already working on the next thing to come out. See, those treasures, they don't give you fulfillment. They don't give you satisfaction. They only give you a temporary satisfaction, folks. So what are the treasures of heaven? The treasures of heaven cannot be engaged by your bank account statement. The treasures of heaven cannot be, amen, measured by what's in your garage or even your backyard. The treasures of heaven are what you accumulate as we invest ourselves into the kingdom of God. It is putting that money in the offering plate, amen, for the building of God's kingdom and investing in world evangelism. It's investing your time and witnessing about Jesus. It's not about collecting toys, but it's about collecting other things, souls, beloved. It's not about collecting toys, but it's about collecting souls. Amen. How many souls are in your garage right now? Everything we do in the kingdom of God, folks, is about one thing. It is about souls, 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 and souls, and nothing else. Jesus is not interested in what we have. He's interested in the souls that make it into heaven, beloved. It's not investing in things that the world sees as valuable. It's investing in things that God sees as the most valuable. See, we cannot take what we accumulate with us. How many know that? But we can send them, ahead of you and I. We can send those things forward. The treasures of heaven are those things, that have an eternal value and an eternal impact, folks. Our hearts, Jesus talks about, our heart is with whatever you and I treasure. For where your treasure is, in verse 21, there your heart will be also. Jesus said that if you're a citizen of heavenly treasures, we don't treasure the things that are here in this world. The things of this world are only temporary. The moth, they will eat it. The rust, it will destroy it. And somebody else will steal it. You know, I have what I thought was, I got, if I can say, the bomb grill. I mean, I got such a great deal for it that when I walked out of the store and the assistant manager helped me, he said, you got to steal. Where did you steal this? I said, from your store. I got an $800 grill for $200. I thought that it was, listen, I'm going to keep this baby. I'm going to keep it going. And then I looked the other day down there at the bottom. And I said, oh, no. I see it rusting. It's already peeling. See, that's what is going to happen with all the things that we accumulate here. See, I thought it was the great. I'm going to keep it forever. I'm going to enjoy this. And it's rusting away. See, that's what's going to happen. The moth will eat it. The rust will destroy it. And somebody else will steal it. Everything that is in, this earth is moving towards a decay, including, I hate to say it, including you and I. I don't want to accept it. But I know it's here. My doctor says, Mr. Barraz, what's wrong with you? I said, you tell me, you're asking me. I said, my back hurts. My shoulder, I already lost 2 inches. I said, why is that happening, doctor? Well, Mr. Bros, because the things in between your lumbar, it's degenerated and you don't have nothing else. So you see how this is supposed to be like that? You're like this. That's what's wrong with me. See, I'm decaying little by little. That's what's happening to Jesus Barajas. Can I tell you something, folks? That's what's going to happen to you and I also. Everybody's like, no, Pastor, don't say that about me. But we are going to one day perish. We are going to one day, you're going to look, the other day, listen, I make fun of myself, hallelujah, because this is what's going on with me. I'm just laying in bed, where I should be good. I get up and I'm stiff. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Straighten up. I'm talking to myself, what's wrong with you? Little by little, as I came from dust, I'm going back to dust. See, all that stuff will get old. You and I, amen, I know that technology can keep you young forever. You, amen, have come upon the fountain of youth. But for those that haven't found it, amen, we're going to get old at one point and we're going to lose our value. Let me ask you, when you are 5 minutes, beloved, from your death, what's going to be the thing that is going to matter the most? What's going to be the most important thing in your life? As a child of God, you and I tonight, we have a lot more important things to consider. What you and I are tonight, we are depositing things into the kingdom of God. These things, amen, in the kingdom of God, beloved, are eternal. Moth cannot get to it. Rust cannot destroy it. A thief will never get in and close to it to take it. He cannot, amen, because what you and I are investing in, amen, it's making its way into, amen, heaven. See, the treasures of heaven are spiritual in nature. The only one, amen, who was born again can accumulate. The only person that can accumulate these things is the person that is born again. So let me ask you tonight one thing. Where is your heart tonight? See, I have to check myself. Before I preach to you, amen, I have to preach to myself. Amen. I have to check where my heart is. Because I'm included. I am not excluded simply because I'm a pastor. See, what are the most important things in our life tonight? Where are you spending your time, your money, your resources? Nothing shows our heart more than where we are investing our resources on. Whatever you treasure the most, that is where your heart is. Do you desire tonight the things of the world, or do you desire the things of God? For, amen, verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Secondly, it has to be one focus. Verse 22 and 23. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if the eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? See, our eyes are the portal or windows to our soul, the Word of God says. This is what you and I are looking at. This is what we are desiring because that is what's going on inside of us. That is what drives you and I, amen, to do things. The treasures we pursue, they affect everything about you and I. Our spiritual eyes either let in light or they let in darkness. There's no dimmer switch in there. Well, I'm just going to let in a little bit of darkness. Can I tell you, if you let a little bit of darkness, amen, it will darken the whole room. But if you let light, it'll bring forth and illuminate the room over and over. See, our spiritual eyes could be said to be the focus of our life. Good eyes let in light. See, good eyes look upon the things of God. A person who has good eyes is focused on building the kingdom of God. We study His Word, amen, to know what His will, His purpose, His plans, His destiny, amen, is for our lives. We attend church to be taught the Word of God, and to have fellowship with one another. We see the needs of people, and we could meet them, amen, on unselfish manners. Our focus is the same as the Lord's. Our focus is what drives us, amen, and what drives every step we take in our lives. When our focus is the same as the Lord's, we live in His light, allowing Him to guide and direct our steps. Bad eyes bring in darkness. Bad or evil eyes have no vision. Can I tell you? You can have 20/20 vision and have bad eyes. You know, I had 20/10 vision. The doctor said, not no more. See, bad eyes, amen, they have no vision for the things of God. This person only has self on his focus. He lives, amen, in his own little bubble. Only thinks about self. Only thinks about the trinity of man. Me, myself, and I. They only focus and see their own needs, their own will, their own driving force. Their focus is narrow and their light is dimmed out, folks. Jesus says the light they think they are in is really darkness. Self-centered, self-focused, self-interested. What is our focus tonight, folks? What is the focus of your life tonight? What drives you to live, amen, and work today? Are you self-centered, self-focused, self-interested in your life? When people are self-centered, amen, and have failure, their lives are devastated. The darkness they have in their heart overcomes them. And they cannot truly, amen, comprehend or understand what happened. But people, amen, who are God-centered are not hindered by obstacles or things, amen, that come and try to derail them. Have you ever been in a roller coaster that shakes as you're in it? You're like, man, I'm going to fall off. You're like, but you stay in it. You finish. You thought you were going to fall off. But yet, as you were shaken, you were taken, and you were given. Listen, it rattled you, but it kept you moving. They know that the only thing that they are pursuing is God's will for your lives. They are in the light and can truly see things the way they are, amen, hallelujah, meant to be. Lastly tonight, one master. Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Can I tell you, beloved? Amen. You cannot serve God and anything else. It's impossible. No one can truly be completely loyal if you have more than one master. Sooner or later, the order, amen, will bring a conflict in the situation. trying to follow two masters will make you and I, end up in a mess. Nothing will be accomplished for either one. So Jesus is here in our text, and he is pushing you and I, to decide who our master is. He gives us two choices. He says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Can I tell you, beloved, you cannot serve God and anything else. Money, accumulating stuff, earthly treasures can be your master. You can decide to chase the things of that the world offers. The world offers us great and awesome things. They make it seem, it brings the noise, it brings the limelight, it brings the excitement, it brings the lights, the flashing things, Listen, it makes it seem, attainable. We can work more hours, and collect more stuff. We can accumulate stocks and bonds, and cars and trucks. We can buy the things as seen on TV. We can make it our life's goal to have more of everything than anybody else. We can forget or ignore the kingdom of God and his good and perfect will for our lives. We can serve the master of this world. The master of this world is our ego. That master can lead us to get us the most of everything we see before we die. But I'm asking you a question. Then what? You know, my dad always tells me, when I was your age, I said, Dad, I'm closer to your age than you are to mine now. Amen. Then what? What are we going to have, folks? What are we going to get? See, the Lord can be your master tonight. We can decide tonight to follow, to serve the work of the Lord. We can chase after his will. We can chase after his desire. We can chase after his destiny, his purpose. We can pursue living a righteous, holy life. We can invest ourselves in the things that make a difference. Not for the here and now, but for eternity, folks. We can submit to the one, who knows and sees all. But at the end of the day, who's your master? Who is your master tonight? Who are you serving? See, there's no question on who I'm serving, on who, you, but it's who are we serving? Are you serving God or are you serving the world? What and who you are. What is going to be your reward? Can I tell you? There's a reward for who you're serving, beloved. But you're either going to enjoy that reward or you're going to say, oh, no. But yet it's still going to be our reward. Because that's the life we chose. See, Jesus tonight can offer you a life free from the guilt of your sin. Jesus Christ offers you a life that can really, truly be a difference maker. Jesus Christ offers you a reason to get up every morning, looking forward to another day, of the great adventure that he has you on, beloved. Can I tell you, these last 2 months that I've been here, they've changed my life. They've changed my life. I always got up 1:30 in the morning, 12:40 in the morning, old dark 30 in the morning. And I was chasing, more and more and more and more. And now here as a full-time pastor, it's changed my life. No longer am I chasing those things. I am taking every opportunity. Wherever I go, I seen a man yesterday. He was sitting there under the tree. I threw a trash away and I had a water bottle. And as I was walking out, folks, I went and I told him, I said, here it is. Do you want a water? I said, what's your name? He said, my name is Jose. I said, I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. See, I didn't have all those opportunities that I have. And I'm taking and I'm speaking and I'm going everywhere I go. I'm talking about Jesus. I didn't have that before. Well, not in an open forum because I had to do, 12-hour day at work. And now everywhere I go, my wife made a statement. Amen. He talks to everybody and tells everybody about Jesus. Listen, I'm not afraid to talk. Mark said, you get in people's face and you intrude them. That's who I am, folks. I'm being used for the kingdom of God in one way or another. Because he is my master. Because he is the one that I've chosen. He is the one that I follow. See, Jesus Christ offers you a life that will never end. It only gets sweeter and sweeter and better and better. Tonight, will you give your life to the one that can change it all? That can give you all things. Not just for the here, but for eternity. That's who I choose as my master. That's who I choose to focus my life upon. That's who I give my treasures to. Because my treasures are not for the here and now. My treasures are for eternity, for heaven. Where moth, nor rust, nor a thief can steal. You know, I've done this for 26 years, folks. I was talking to the pastor from the Spanish church at the end. And he said, yo también tengo 25 años. Translated, I've been doing this for 25 years. It doesn't get old. It just gets better. Listen, I applaud. Amen. I applaud you guys that have been longstanding because that's what I want to get in your shoes. I want to be where you are. I want to see what you've seen. I want to invest what you've invested in. Because that's what's the most important, folks. At the end of the day, amen. At the end of the day, my master, he's got the initials of JC. Amen. JC. Some people are like, what? JC. JC, what? Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me have every head bowed. See, I choose Jesus tonight, folks.
See, I applaud the long-standing Christians. Mark, John, Sherry, the Roberts. What an amazing testimony of servanthood, of a life dedicated to Christ. They're role models. They are people that you and I can look. They are people that you and I can see. We can glean from what they've, gone through. They are, heroes of our faith, beloved. Because they have withstood the test of time. And I honor them. I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like them. Because they have eternal aspects in their lives. Let me ask you tonight. What are you striving for tonight? What are you striving for tonight? Where is your treasure? Where is your focus? Who is your master? If your master tonight is not Christ, if your heart is somewhere else, if your focus is not in Jesus, then what is our focus on? See, the reason why I point them out is because they are long-standing. Years of service, years of giving themselves. No doubt they've had trials, they've had, things come in their lives, but in Jesus, they've been able to, folks, make it through. What are we focused on? You're here tonight. That's not your focus right now. Jesus is not your master. But God is moving upon your life right now. God is moving in your heart right now. Pastor, here's my hand. I want to give my life to Jesus. That would be you tonight. I want to give my life to Christ. That's me. Maybe you're backslidden in this place. Your focus is somewhere else. You went, veered off the road. You got sidetracked. You got sideswiped. Whatever might have happened. You're not right in Christ tonight. And you want to make a decision. That's me. I want to give my life to Christ again. Would you simply do one thing? Raise your hand. I want to pray with you tonight. Let God touch you tonight. Let God move upon your life tonight. Hallelujah. Church, let me speak to you. Jesus said we cannot serve two masters. Is there a master trying to intrude in your life as a Christian? Is there a master that is trying to, interject himself or herself into, your life as a Christian? You need to make it, without a shadow of a doubt. You need to tell him or her there's only room for one master. And that master of my life is Jesus Christ. My Lord, my Savior, my God, my all, the I Am, the Prince of Peace. He is my all in all. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Lay hold of God tonight. Randolo shiara laba.
Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. Set my